Former National Hockey League netminder Phil Meagher now joins us. How you doing, Phil?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much for your time, as always. Now, so much to cover here with you in the next 10 minutes or so, but congratulations on joining ISS. Tell us about International Scouting Service and the role that you're going to hold.
Well, thanks, Scott. ISS, before I talk about ISS, I think I need to give you a long story short here about what ISS is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
ISS is now a part of a company called Hockey Tech. And Hockey Tech comes from the vision of our owner, Stu Siegel. Stu was a part owner of the Florida Panthers when I was there as a pro scout. And he had this vision, and he went out and bought ISS, which is a scouting service. Then he went out and bought RinkNet. And I don't know if you're familiar with RinkNet. They operate right out of Guelph there.
Mm-hmm.
And RinkNet is the software company that provides the scouting software for all of the NHL, all of the major juniors, NCAA, USHL. I mean, RinkNet is the scout's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went out and bought another company called Next Testing, which is testing on kids. And I'll go on further on that. But so all three of them merged together and formed Hockey Tech. And at ISS, now we add to what RinkNet already had, which is just hockey-related technology and information. And now we provide scouting reports, rankings. We scout players from the midgets on to juniors to NCAA. We provide rankings and so on and so forth. And so we provide, you know, all of this combined with all of the data that's already in the RinkNet. And then with Next Testing, we're going to go in and run combines and test kids based on, you know, all specific skill, hockey skill related, all computerized, and all this data is going to go into the player's database on mm-hmm. RinkNet. And, you know, we have about 250,000 players in the database.
Wow.
In RinkNet. There's almost 4,000 scouts and coaches who actually use and see all this data. So, you know, all this combined, it's a really good service. So what my role is going to be, Scott, is that as the head scout, U.S. head scout, I'm going to be helping out Dennis McGinnis, who's our head scout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we recruit young and emerging scouts that want to work, that want to reach the next level, and our role would be to recruit these people, train them, and help them in learning how to scout so that they can reach the next level. And you know, I'm going to help Dennis obviously to provide lists and just to make sure that we get the proper coverage. Like we have over 40 scouts all over North America and Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got it all covered.
Long story short,
that's yeah.
Basically what my role, and my other role, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the other role that I have is product development coordinator, and from that standpoint, I'll work with Hockey Tech and RinkNet and Next Texting in developing the product and getting some combines going, increasing the network for RinkNet. We want to go into the minor pro. But we think that, you know, now this year we're providing a free agent, college free agents and junior free agent list that's going to help the minor pros and Europe as well. So I'm going to be helping and expanding the product.
Yeah, I think this past weekend, Phil, if I'm not mistaken, the Ontario Hockey League held their combine as well. And we always look forward to the last couple of days of May, the first couple of days of June, when the National Hockey League has its scouting combine as well, which takes place. Let me ask you this, Phil. You talk about data and you talk about combines. You know, where do you stand on the debate these days when it comes to analytics or numbers, information on a kid as compared to the eyeball test? And, you know, you can put all the numbers into a computer, as you speak of, and that gives you some idea of what a kid's like. But when you see him on the ice in game situations, or when you see him off the ice, when you get a chance to converse with a young man, I'm sure that you gain a different perspective that way as well. How much of it these days is based on information or data, and how much of it is just the good old-fashioned eyeball test, Phil?
Well, the eyeball test is always the most important. I mean, you know, you want to know that a player has character. You want to know that a player competes. You want to know that you know, he's a smart player. And those are really skills that you can't really specify and quantify. So that's why, you know, you need to have people who do their due diligence. You need to have people who go to games and watch what data does. And, you know, we're all involved in data nowadays with the emergence of computers and what they can do now. What data does is that, it just creates an extra tool, and it gives scouts and managers an extra tool just to make comparables with other players. For example, we had a combine out in Nova Scotia that Dennis McGinnis ran about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was one kid there that shattered some of McKinnon's numbers in next testing. So obviously, you know, this is going to create some buzz and create some attention for scouts to look at this young player. So it's just an extra tool. And the more we have, the more educated decisions we can make.
Phil Mayer joining us here, former National Hockey League netminder, now with ISS. And, Phil, you know, everyone's looking ahead to 2015 and, you know, Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel and that sort of thing. But first is 2014. Looks like the Buffalo Sabres are going to have the top pick in the entry draft in Philadelphia. Tell us about this draft and the way that you see it, the way that you hear about it from your scouts who are out there looking at the likes of Ekblad and the two Sams, of course, talking about Sam Reinhart and Sam Bennett.
Yeah, you know, it's a really unusual draft for me this year. I think that I would like to be in some of the scouting meetings next spring for their final rankings in the NHL. I think there's going to be a lot of debate. I don't think there's really any clear-cut choices for the top two, three, like there were in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can probably have 10 scouts make 10 different lists of the top 10, and you may have, you know, the majority of the same names, but I think that they're going to be in different rankings. And, you know, I really believe that this year, at 10, you can almost get as good a player as you can at 1. It's that, you know, it's that kind of a draft this year. And I agree with the names, you know, the Bennetts and Ekblads and Reinharts. But, you know, you also have kids like Hosang and McCann, you know, that are really good players, or Perlini kid. They're mm-hmm. all, and, you know, I live in Michigan, and I see the national U.S. program quite a bit, you know, and there's some good players here, the Milano kid and Larkin.
Right.
And a couple of good defensemen. And I really like this Alex Tuck, who's a, you know, shoe-in probably for a power forward in the National Hockey League. So it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what the order is going to be.
You know, Phil, when you talk about, you know, playing in junior hockey back when you were with Niagara Falls, for example, in the Ontario Hockey Association, as compared to where it's at now, I mean, it's like night and day. I mean, if you... You know, and you factor in YouTube and how some guys have been discovered that way as well. I mean, it's amazing just what social media and things like that have meant to seeing kids out there all over the world. Can you compare when you were a junior in Niagara Falls to where it's at these days with kids? Because, you know, you have to go long and far and wide to miss out on a kid. I mean, you're going to discover him, those diamonds in the rough, are picked up by organizations along the way. You're going to see him regardless, because there are so many ways that you can see kids these days, aren't there?
Yeah, well, you know, there's no secrets nowadays. You know, there's so many scouts out there. I was just, as a matter of fact, later on today, there's the National Development Program here in Ann Arbor are having their under 17 camp for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there had to be, over this weekend, 100 scouts watching these kids. You know, if you compare it to when I played, you know, I found out that I was drafted by the Montreal Canadiens in the newspapers, you know. And I went to my first training camp, major junior training camp. They called it Junior A in those days, without goalie skates and borrowed equipment. So things have certainly changed. And nowadays, you know, if you're a good player, we're going to find you because there's so many scouts, so many organizations, and the National Hockey League does a great job themselves in analyzing and making the right decisions and doing due diligence to all of these kids that if you're a player and you're any good, we're going to find you.
Phil, just in the last couple of minutes we've got you, I want to ask you about your daughter because I know your daughter's going off to some bigger and better things here, and I'm just on her website right now. NatalieMeir.com is the website. It's a good lead-in, by the way, to Andy Summers from the Police. He'll be joining us after the break as well. So a little music here. Tell me about your daughter and how proud you are of about what she's got going on here, embarking on her career.
Well, yeah, you know, Natalie is has been doing musical theater in Chicago, and she's done some cabaret shows, and now she's a singer-songwriter, and she wrote over a dozen songs, and she had a show of all of her songs, and was very successful. So she decided that she was going to produce an album, and she is currently doing a Kickstarter project to raise funds. There's one more day left on that project, and you know, it's really fun. The music, her music is really good. She's got a couple of songs on iTunes as well that you can go out and purchase there. And she's, you know, it's her passion. And well, both my daughters were involved in music and musical theater, and my other daughter has a voice and piano studio, and it's great to see them doing something that they have a passion for.
Well, there's no question. It's a great website. And as you say, with the Kickstarter program that's a part of it, you can go check it out at nataliemeir.com. Hey, Phil, thanks very much. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Best of luck here with this new endeavor with International Scouting Service. And I'd like to do this again with you closer to the draft if we could.
Yeah, anytime you want to talk. You know, I listen to you guys, especially at the 5 o'clock hour when I'm driving the games, and I really enjoy your show. And anytime you want me on, I'll be happy.
Awesome stuff, Phil. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, former National Hockey League goaltender Phil Meir joining us here on the program. NatalieMeir.com is the website for his daughter's musical endeavors. Looks like she's got a bright future. Checking out some of the tracks, of course, available on her website. So our thanks to Phil with International Scouting Service, and we'll catch up with Phil again down the road as we approach the draft in Philadelphia at the end of June.